Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast that will explore ways to preserve harmony and prevent harmful conflict in valued relationships, and also ways to resolve conflict effectively and restore harmony if conflict should occur. I'm your host, Jane Bettle, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. You may have heard the phrase, yes and, in recent years in the context of effective communication. The phrase, yes and, originally comes from improvisation in theater. Loosely speaking, the idea is that the first person makes a statement. Then, whatever the statement may be, the next person agrees with yes. The statement is affirmed. After that comes the and, the part where the second person builds on what has already been stated. In improv, the chain can continue on to build an entire scene. In communication, the idea of yes and sends a very different message from no, but, or even yes, but. When a suggestion is made, no, but is a clear rejection of the idea and will be interpreted that way. No, but I have a better idea. Yes, but is a little different and may be even more damaging to collaboration and the best type of conflict where conflicting ideas are considered, improved, and built on. Yes, that's interesting, but we attempted that before and didn't work very well. Yes, but there's no budget for that. Yes, but other people have said that, and the idea went nowhere. Here are some of the problems with yes, but. First, it can often, in fact, quite frequently, come zinging out of the mouth of the person who has, in theory at least, been truly listening to the person speaking. It can be a quick reaction, honed even before the first person finished speaking. Second, when there is not even an alternative, I have a better idea, the yes, but is all about rejection of your idea. Third, it can seem like agreement at first, when actually the but part is the part that matters the most. And also, it's quite effective in shutting down the conversation and can discourage the first speaker from making further suggestions. There can be a tone of, not only is your idea not a good one, but it is a bit obvious to anyone, to those in the know, to those who have been around longer than you, to those who think more carefully than you, etc. Consider in contrast the yes and. Instead of, yes, that's interesting, but we attempted before and didn't work very well, try, yes, that's interesting, and we should think about why that didn't work well when we attempted that before. Instead of, yes, but there's no budget for that, try, yes, and we need to work out the funding somehow. Pilot project? Another pot of money somewhere? That will be the challenging part. Instead of, yes, but other people have said that and the idea went nowhere, try yes, and it will be important to remember why that idea went nowhere when other people have said that. The yes and allows, encourages, the discussion and the thinking to continue. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that everyone will be on board with the idea. It does give the idea a bit of breathing room and the person who said it an incentive to work on improving the concept and on taking the chance to make suggestions in the future. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please subscribe through one of the major apps or publishing platforms. For those of you who are new to listening to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing to podcasts is free. Comments or ideas about the podcast? Let me know at JB, as in my initials, at dovetailresolutions.com. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.